Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97-1. We'll get back into the tournament, get a tournament update at 2:45. We'll do a little blitz, but I wanted to play this audio for you. I'm not going to build it up and to be something it's not. It's interesting. Depending on your perspective, it could be infuriating. But Al Avila is talking about the fateful winter that they decided to sign Javi Baez. And I think the part that's going to anger you is he was warned. But take a listen to this, and you'll hear a reference in here that there was another player. That other player was Carlos Correa. So take a listen, though, and I want you to hear the alarm bells that were rung, and they still went through with it.
Yeah.
Take a listen. Oof. Let me just give you my quick takeaways, and then Rico will take you to six. A lot of people could have predicted he fell off a cliff. If you want to say not historical worst season in history, all right, point for Al. But he was warned, and he still did it. I think the other thing that kind of got to me, not angry, but it just went, oh, okay. We weren't going to go there. I couldn't go there. That's the famous $300 million line in the sand. Remember, they offered the low ball. Mm-hmm. Then he goes with Minnesota on a short-term deal. Again, he tried to approach it with the owner. And I believe in Al's words, quote, Chris went, well, I don't know. Those are the things I pull out of it more than anything else.
Yeah. What about this Javi guy? Can we do it with him?
Yeah, you did, and you're still paying for it with a six-year deal that is going to go down in history. It's going to make Juan Gonzalez look like a value.
But no, look, you know what? Here's real quick. I'm going to give you full credit for this, Mike, because I remember when the Correa thing was going down, and I was like, you know what? What if they went after Baez? And you're like, Javi Baez? You're like, no, that would be the biggest mistake if this team did that. Yeah, I didn't think that his numbers were going to go that way. I thought, you know what? Maybe he could bounce back, get out of New York, come to Detroit. You know, resurgence of his career. No. Yeah.
Whoops, wrong one.
Okay.
David moved these damn buttons, and now the muscle memory's gone. I got to relearn everything. I got to relearn to walk. David, what's your take? I mean, here's the one thing. This has always been Al Avila. I don't think it'll ever change. He's too honest. Even, like, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Don't say it.
Right.
All you're going to do is upset people more.
No, see, you're exactly right about that. Talking about what they knew and what they believed, they were telling him that he was going to fall off. His numbers were not looking good. We didn't play it, but there's other audio within this interview on DetroitNews.com about how he still never really wanted to trade Verlander. He never wanted to trade JD and all of this stuff. And it just, if they're telling you that Javi Baez is falling off, then just stay away. I get it. Yeah. He says Ryan Kreiler was young, and he may not have been ready. And
yeah, well, he stinks, and he's still not ready.
But here's the thing. I would have rather you gone that way than what – if they're telling you he's falling off, say no.
Like, whatever misgivings I have about Scott Harris, it is not even a conversation from a brain power perspective. I mean, Scott Harris operates on a different plane than Al Avila. Yeah. And I may not like everything they do, including Alex Cobb. The point is, Scott Harris has done the things that Al Avila wasn't really able to do. Now, look, Scott Harris also inherited some players that hadn't blossomed yet that Al brought here. Like, we do have to acknowledge yeah. that. I don't want to be totally unfair. Like, your best hitter is an Al Avila guy. Mm-hmm. It's Gary Carpenter. It's Riley Green. These are things that Scott Harris had nothing to do with. You know, Jackson Job, that's an Al Avila thing. Now, again, do I think Al made a mistake taking Job versus a shortstop in that draft? Sure, but whatever. It's dead and gone now. And we're still sitting here with Javi Baez. But overall, like, all I can tell you that audio does is make me feel better about that you have Scott Harris.
See, I wonder, did they do a pivot and say, well, you know what, let's learn from the Javi mistake and let's not go for plan B. When Bregman thing fell through, it was, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out with who we have on the roster, and if we have to, we'll just, you know, we'll platoon third base.
Well, I think, okay, if you end up running your team the way they're running it, this is just an opinion. This is not breaking news. I'm offering this to you. I think the way this goes down is simple. Hey, I'm going to run my baseball team on a budget, and if you don't like it, you're not going to get the job. So why don't you tell me how you're going to run my baseball team with this budget? And here's Scott Harris, and he opens up his Bloomberg terminal in the interview, and he goes, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play Hildebrand at first. This money ball thing that they're doing, I mean, that's why you do it. Mm-hmm. Real teams don't do this stuff. Real teams with real budget. So do the Tigers eventually evolve into something where he's going to have his Al Avila moment? Yeah, I think the Bregman thing would have. I wasn't comfortable going where they went.
Right.
My issue is, they didn't make a trade this offseason, and they didn't do anything else. It was Bregman or bust. I was never comfortable under those terms. Now, yes, I would have taken Alex Bregman. But when you started to get into 6- and 7-year offers, no. Yeah. And I'm glad the Red Sox did what they did, because honestly, as stupid as it sounds to pay the $40 million a year AAV, he makes more money than Aaron Judge, mm-hmm. at least it's 3 years with right. a 1 year opt-out. Right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it also tells me, Mike, he really didn't want to come here.
He didn't.
All the money was there, and it was just like, wait. Like, he was slowly walking towards the airport, like, oh, I guess we're heading to Detroit. And wait, was that the phone ringing? It's Boston. Yes.
Right. As long as it's not a call from Korea, I'm in.
You are exactly right. And I cannot fault the Tigers at all.
No, and I haven't.
Because listening to that audio, you're like, we thought all along we were going to Detroit. And I'm thinking, well, then just go to Detroit. Mm-mm. He was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
But this
Please
is the thing.
Call me.
David, the problem in all of it is, on one hand, Scott Harris is incredibly intelligent. But on the other, the player was a bad fit for this place. Us wanting him because he was the only option or the best option at third is one thing. That's true. But is it a far better fit for him to not go to the Cubs, not go to the Tigers, and end up where he ended up? Yes. Like, if I'm Scott Boras, I want to get him to Fenway because of the ballpark, the park factor, the way he hits. He comes here, I think he was going to fade quick. But for our purposes in the next 2 years, I think we would have been okay. So, yeah, the Avila thing, I didn't get bent out of shape, but I wanted to play it for the people and just, hey, you do what you want with it. But, yeah, he was warned. His own people are like, maybe not.
Full steam ahead.
Okay.
Well, we didn't think it's going to be that bad.
Well, it was. It is that
it
bad.
It was worst case worse. Scenario.
You sign Javi and then realize.
Well played.
Oh, that's good. I love that, man.
Yeah, he's got a 510 OPS. -8 defensive run saved. All right, I'm done. That's gratuitous. David, some big attacks coming in, and we'll get a tournament update.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. A lot of these guys on this roster are from Al. It was the other things that he couldn't do, meaning trades and free agency, that was the downfall of the Tigers.
Yeah, and look, what Scott Harris has been able to do is, in warp speed, start to get the farm system together. And no, I don't mean some stupid ranking. The ranking doesn't mean a lot. It's about the quality of players they're bringing in, the trades they're making at the minor league level, minor scouting, right? Like this Lorenzo kid they've brought in. Like, they're making smart moves and getting players that people are going, wow, the Tigers didn't trade for a doorknob? You know, for years, the Tigers would make these trades for prospects, and they'd be like, well, what'd you get? And it'd be like a mop and a bucket. So now Harris is doing that. But yeah, your best prospect is still Jackson Jobe. And the debate will rage on, at least in my stupid mind. You got Clark and McGonagall, or you got Wyatt Langford? Scott Harris better be right, because if Langford goes out and builds on the damn near 800 OPS he had last year in a rookie season for the World Series champs, and he was hurt, look out. He had two balls yesterday over 110 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because here's the other problem. These other players may end up being awesome. They're not here. They're not here. They weren't here last year.
Right.
They're not here this year. And you don't know if they'll be here next year. You can wish it, hope for it, but how do you know it's not the next Jace Young who needs more time? I'm done. That's it. David, anything else?
Yeah, I'll just read one more here regarding Michigan. Someone says, Dusty May is maddening. I don't see how he makes this happen. I don't know what's going on with the coaching. Do his players not do what he's asking them? It's weird.
The turnover problem is something that he brought with him from Florida, Atlanta.
He just needs guards. That's all. It'll get better.
I'm just saying, for 3 years, they turned the ball over there.
I know.
At some point, it's not the guards. It's you, because you put up with this.
Well, he better take the investment they gave him in the NIL in his new deal and go get some guards.
Well, listen, it's his first year. The fact he went 8-24 last year and you got a coach who helped you win the Big Ten Conference Championship tournament, and you want to, I don't care if you got lucky. You won a game in the tourney. David, can the guy have 10 minutes to build the roster, please?
Okay, and then I'll need the next 10 minutes in the offseason.
All right.
Well, see, no, I was the same sorry, about building the roster, but then I went and looked at what he did in Florida. I'm like, they turned the ball over there, too.
FanDuel, turning excitement up higher for college hoops. First two rounds of the tourney. Bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. It's FanDuel. It's simple. I mean, I don't know. Look, Robert Morris was giving Bama a hell of a run today. Looks like they're going to fall short, but that would have certainly been the lowest seed to win today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.